The Body Born of Deeds, Part 1, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. Heaven and Hell, First. Someone with 10 qualities is cast down to hell. What 10? It's when a certain person kills living creatures. They're violent, bloody-handed, a hardened killer, merciless to living beings. They steal with the intention to commit theft. They take the wealth or belongings of others from village or wilderness. They commit sexual misconduct. They have sexual relations with women who have their mother, father, both mother and father, brother, sister, relatives, or clan as guardian. They have sexual relations with a woman who is protected on principle, or who has a husband, or whose violation is punishable by law, or even one who has been garlanded as a token of betrothal. They lie. They're summoned to a council, an assembly, a family meeting, a guild, or to the royal court, and asked to bear witness. Please, worthy man, say what you know. Not knowing, they say, I know. Knowing, they say, I don't know. Not seeing, they say, I see. And seeing, they say, I don't see. So they deliberately lie for the sake of themselves or another, or for some trivial worldly reason. They speak divisively. They repeat in one place what they heard in another, so as to divide people against each other. And so they divide those who are harmonious, supporting division, delighting in division, loving division, speaking words that promote division. They speak harshly. They use the kinds of words that are cruel, nasty, hurtful, offensive, bordering on anger, not leading to immersion. They talk nonsense. Their speech is untimely and is neither factual nor beneficial. It has nothing to do with the teaching or the training. Their words have no value and are untimely, unreasonable, rambling, and pointless. They're covetous. They covet the wealth and belongings of others. Oh, if only their belongings were mine! They have ill will and malicious intentions. May these sentient beings be killed, slaughtered, slain, destroyed, or annihilated. They have wrong view. Their perspective is distorted. There's no meaning in giving, sacrifice, or offerings. There's no fruit or result of good and bad deeds. There's no afterlife. There's no such thing as mother and father, or beings that are reborn spontaneously. And there's no ascetic or Brahmin who is rightly comported and rightly practiced, and who describes the afterlife after realizing it with their own insight. Someone with these 10 qualities is cast down to hell. Someone with 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. What 10? It's when a certain person gives up killing living creatures. They renounce the rod and the sword. They're scrupulous and kind, living full of sympathy for all living beings. They give up stealing. They don't, with intention to commit theft, take the wealth or belongings of others from village or wilderness. They give up sexual misconduct. They don't have sex with women who have their mother, father, both mother and father, brother, sister, relatives, or clan as guardian. They don't have sex with a woman who is protected on principle, or who has a husband, or whose violation is punishable by law, or even one who has been garlanded as a token of betrothal. They give up lying. They're summoned to a council, an assembly, a family meeting, a guild, or to the royal court, and asked to bear witness. Please, worthy man, say what you know. Not knowing, they say, I don't know. Knowing, they say, I know. Not seeing, they say, I don't see. And seeing, they say, I see. So they don't deliberately lie for the sake of themselves or another, or for some trivial worldly reason. They give up divisive speech. They don't repeat in one place what they heard in another, so as to divide people against each other. Instead, they reconcile those who are divided, and support those who are united, delighting in harmony, loving harmony, speaking words that promote harmony. They give up harsh speech. They speak in a way that's mellow, pleasing to the ear, lovely, going to the heart, polite, likeable, and agreeable to the people. They give up talking nonsense. Their words are timely, true, and meaningful, in line with the teaching and training. They say things at the right time which are valuable, reasonable, succinct, and beneficial. They're content. They don't covet the wealth and belongings of others. Oh, if only their belongings were mine. They have a kind heart and loving intentions. May these sentient beings live free of enmity and ill will, untroubled and happy. They have right view, an undistorted perspective. There is meaning in giving, sacrifice and offerings. There are fruits and results of good and bad deeds. There is an afterlife. There are such things as mother and father and beings that are reborn spontaneously. And there are ascetics and Brahmins who are rightly comported and rightly practiced and who describe the afterlife after realizing it with their own insight. Someone with these 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. Heaven and Hell, 2nd. Someone with 10 qualities is cast down to hell. What 10? It's when a certain person kills living creatures. They're violent, bloody-handed, a hardened killer, merciless to living beings. They steal. They commit sexual misconduct. They lie. They speak divisively. They speak harshly. They indulge in talking nonsense. They're covetous. They have cruel intentions. They have wrong view. Someone with these 10 qualities is cast down to hell. Someone with 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. What 10? It's when a certain person gives up killing living creatures. They renounce the rod and the sword. They're scrupulous and kind, living full of sympathy for all living beings. They give up stealing. They give up sexual misconduct. They give up lying. They give up divisive speech. They give up harsh speech. They give up talking nonsense. They're content. They're kind-hearted. They have right view. Someone with these 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. A female. A lady with 10 qualities is cast down to hell. What 10? She kills living creatures. She steals. She commits sexual misconduct. She lies. She speaks divisively. She speaks harshly. She indulges in talking nonsense. She's covetous. She has cruel intentions. She has wrong view. A lady with these 10 qualities is cast down to hell. A lady with 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. What 10? She doesn't kill living creatures. She doesn't steal. She doesn't commit sexual misconduct. She doesn't lie. She doesn't speak divisively. She doesn't speak harshly. She doesn't indulge in talking nonsense. She's content. She's kind-hearted. She has right view. A lady with these 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. A laywoman. A laywoman with 10 qualities is cast down to hell. What 10? She kills living creatures. She steals. She commits sexual misconduct. She lies. She speaks divisively. She speaks harshly. She indulges in talking nonsense. She's covetous. She has cruel intentions. She has wrong view. A laywoman with these 10 qualities is cast down to hell. A laywoman with 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. What 10? She doesn't kill living creatures. She doesn't steal. She doesn't commit sexual misconduct. She doesn't lie. She doesn't speak divisively. She doesn't speak harshly. She doesn't indulge in talking nonsense. She's content. She's kind-hearted. She has right view. A laywoman with these 10 qualities is raised up to heaven. assured. A laywoman living at home with these 10 qualities is not self-assured. What 10? She kills living creatures. She steals. She commits sexual misconduct. She lies. She speaks divisively. She speaks harshly. She indulges in talking nonsense. She's covetous. She has cruel intentions. She has wrong view. A laywoman living at home with these 10 qualities is not self-assured. A laywoman living at home with these 10 qualities is self-assured. What 10? She doesn't kill living creatures. She doesn't steal. She doesn't commit sexual misconduct. She doesn't lie. She doesn't speak divisively. She doesn't speak harshly. She doesn't indulge in talking nonsense. She's content. She's kind-hearted. She has right view. A laywoman living at home with these 10 qualities is self-assured. Creepy creatures. Mendicants, I will teach you an exposition of the teaching on creepy creatures. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. What is the exposition of the teaching on creepy creatures? Sentient beings are the owners of their deeds and heir to their deeds. Deeds are their womb, their relative and their refuge. They shall be the heir of whatever deeds they do, whether good or bad. Take a certain someone who kills living creatures. They're violent, bloody-handed, a hardened killer, merciless to living beings. They're creepy in body, speech, and mind. Doing crooked deeds by way of body, speech, and mind, their destiny and rebirth are crooked. Someone whose destiny and rebirth is crooked is reborn in one of two places, I say, in an exclusive painful hell or among the species of creepy animals. And what are the species of creepy animals? Snakes, scorpions, centipedes, mongooses, cats, mice, owls, or whatever other species of animal that creep away when they see humans. This is how a being is born from a being. For your deeds determine your rebirth, and when you're reborn, contacts strike you. This is why I say that sentient beings are heirs to their deeds. Take someone else who steals, commits sexual misconduct, lies, speaks divisively, speaks harshly, indulges in talking nonsense, is covetous, has cruel intentions, has wrong view. They're creepy in body, speech, and mind. Doing crooked deeds by way of body, speech, and mind, their destiny and rebirth are crooked. Someone whose destiny and rebirth is crooked is reborn in one of two places, I say, in an exclusively painful hell or among the species of creepy animals. And what are the species of creepy animals? Snakes, scorpions, centipedes, mongooses, cats, mice, owls, or whatever other species of animal that creep away when they see humans. This is how a being is born from a being. For your deeds determine your rebirth, and when you're reborn, contacts strike you. This is why I say that sentient beings are heirs to their deeds. Sentient beings are the owners of their deeds and heir to their deeds. Deeds are their womb, their relative, and their refuge. They shall be the heir of whatever deeds they do, whether good or bad. Take a certain someone who gives up killing living creatures. They renounce the rod and the sword. They're scrupulous and kind, living full of sympathy for all living beings. They're not creepy in body, speech, and mind. Doing virtuous deeds by way of body, speech, and mind, their destiny and rebirth is virtuous. Someone whose destiny and rebirth is virtuous is reborn in one of two places, I say. In a heaven of perfect happiness, or in an eminent, well-to-do family of aristocrats, Brahmins, or householders. Rich, affluent, and wealthy, with lots of gold and silver, lots of property and assets, and lots of money and grain. This is how a being is born from a being. For your deeds determine your rebirth, and when you're reborn, contacts strike you. That is why I say that sentient beings are heirs to their deeds. Take someone else who gives up stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, talking nonsense. They're content, kind-hearted. They have right view. They're not creepy in body, speech and mind. Doing virtuous deeds by way of body, speech and mind, their destiny and rebirth is virtuous. Someone whose destiny and rebirth is virtuous is reborn in one of two places, I say. In a heaven of perfect happiness, or in an eminent well-to-do family of aristocrats, Brahmins or householders, rich, affluent and wealthy, with lots of gold and silver, lots of property and assets, and lots of money and grain. This is how a being is born from a being. For your deeds determine your rebirth, and when you're reborn, contacts strike you. This is why I say that sentient beings are heirs to their deeds. Sentient beings are the owners of their deeds and heir to their deeds. Deeds are their womb, their relative, and their refuge. They shall be the heir of whatever deeds they do, whether good or bad. This is the exposition of the teaching on creepy creatures.